It is 11 to 7 and Sarah Krieg is in to let you know what's making news. Good morning to you. There's plenty happening in news.
Yeah, absolutely. You heard a little bit earlier about the youth foyer that is happening, being built. It's almost done in Wodonga. So it's the Wodonga Education First Youth Foyer. And basically, it's this space that provides housing for people between the ages of 16 and 24 who are at risk of homelessness, who might be vulnerable for other reasons. And it gives them somewhere to live, but it also gives them a place to access things like education, training, sort of wraparound services. So in Wodonga, that's being built out at Wodonga TAFE. It's being run by Beyond Housing. They're obviously doing the housing aspect. Junction Support Services will provide those wraparound services, and then Wodonga TAFE will sort of be interacting with the young people who live there to give them, I guess, some education opportunities. It's a massive facility, $15.75 million, as a part of Victoria's government's big build. And the Attorney General and Member for Northern Victoria, Jacqueline Symes, was in town for a visit last Friday to have a look at it because it's just over a year away from completion, which, I mean, pretty speedy for something that's going to provide dozens of secure housing options. Mm. So, the CEO of Wodonga TAFE was also there, and his name's Phil Patterson, and he had a chat to the ABC's Jason Katsaris. Have a little listen about what he had to say.
While I'm hugely proud about it from what we can deliver as an education partner, I think the fact that it services not only education but homelessness as well. And the thing that differentiates the foyer model from, I guess, other sort of support mechanisms in the youth space is that it's not to be seen as a crisis centre. This is something that's a really structured, well thought through way of making sure that people arrive in a positive destination, and I think, you know, this is really in line with the values of Wodonga TAFE and about trying to achieve that lifelong learning for our students. So, you know, I think it's a fantastic thing for the community.
Yeah, and a little later on, actually after 8:30 this morning, just to find out how these youth foyers actually work and how you can access them, because they're already running in different parts of the state, including over in Shep. So we're going to hear from a young woman who's actually still living at the youth foyer in Shep, and just find out how it's helped her.
Yeah, it's a really interesting system, and it seems like it's, as Phil Patterson, CEO of Wodonga TAFE, said, it's not a crisis place. It's, hey, come on in, live here. It's affordable, it's supportive, and then when you're ready and when you've got those skills, you can sort of go and be free in the world and, sort of break that cycle of homelessness, which is awesome.
Yeah.